Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Wealthy Theater hosts A Number by Carol Churchill. We get a preview of that performance. Head to the Gram this Sunday, where House of Words is partnering with poet and playwright R.J. Walker. And businesswoman and entrepreneur Cynthia Kay is out with her latest, Should You Stay or Should You Go? Navigating the Emotional Crossroads of Business Ownership.
Opened last night. Nicole Noble in the house on behalf of the show A Number by Carol Churchill. It opened at Wealthy Street Annex Theater Annex, and I look forward to wondering how opening night went. Good morning to you, Nicole.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me. Our opening night went fantastic. We had a really great crowd and really excited to share the story with everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you for you. All right, let's talk. What is this show entitled? I think it's entitled A Number, right? A Number.
Yes.
What's it about?
Yeah, so A Number tells the story of a father, Salter, and his son, Bernard. Bernard has just discovered that he is not unique in this world. There are clones of him walking the streets, and what follows is a series of encounters in which this father and son attempt to disentangle all of the causes involved. So at its core, this play is about identity, how we're shaped by the people around us and the stories that we tell ourselves.
Nicole, what's the run?
Yeah, the runtime is 75 minutes.
And it's this weekend and next?
Yes, it's the 20th through the 21st and the 26th through the 28th. And the show starts at 7:30 p.m.
Why do this show?
Yeah, so I was really interested in doing this show because it is a sci-fi thriller theme, but really the characters are natural, grounded, real humans, and it balances that dynamic very well. Carol Churchill is a master playwright with a very sparse writing style and just presented a lot of unique opportunities and challenges.
Is this considered an intimate setting at the Annex?
Yes, I would consider it an intimate setting. You really get a chance to get up close and personal with the actors and get a very unique look at each character up close and personal.
Yes. All right, talk to me a little about who's in the cast.
Yeah, so our father, Salter, is played by Dave Benson. He was most recently a part of Kinder Transport at Jewish Theater Grand Rapids. And then our sons are played by Ian Grell. So it's a lot of fun to watch him shift.
He's playing both sons?
He's playing multiple characters in this show. So it's a lot of fun to see him really shift throughout those. And Ian was most recently a part of Spain at Actors Theater.
Yes. Is it written for the one to do the two roles?
Yeah, it is written for the son to be played by one person. And so Ian actually has three characters that he's playing throughout this show. And you get to see him shift in and out of them scene by scene.
What's it like to direct a two-person show?
Yeah, it has been such a joy to direct this show with them. It presents an opportunity to get really specific with the actors and do a lot of in-depth character work. So it's been a joy to dive into this show that Carol has written and really do a lot of analysis about these characters with each of these actors.
This Wealthy Street, Wealthy Theater Annex, small cast, where not under the Actors Theater or Civic or Circle. Where is this coming from?
Yeah, so I have recently founded Loose Leaf Productions, and that's the organization that this is being run by. My last production with Loose Leaf was Night Mother, which we staged in a real home.
What was that like? in a real home.
Yeah.
That's intimate.
It was a very intimate show. And we were lucky enough to have a community member offer their home to us. And so it really felt like you were in someone's home watching this happen, and made you feel like you were kind of part of the family.
Yes. Nicole Noble with us again, opened last night, A Number by Carol Churchill, on, of course, Target to do a couple weekends for you. What do you want your audience to talk about after we walk out?
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's a good conversation piece about family dynamics and the stories that we tell each other as family members. And I just hope that they will reflect on that dynamic within their own families, and also think about what it means to be you and what makes you unique.
Nice. What's next for you?
Yeah, so next up we have a potential show in the works, and leaning into more comedy, but loosely.
Yeah, 'cause your last two shows have been kind of heavy.
Yeah, they've been more dramas, absolutely. So we'll get a comedy out there, but expect to see something probably coming up this fall.
And is this kind of cool? Are you following your talents and dreams here, Nicole?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been doing theater for most of my life, directing for most of that time, and this is what I love, and I'm just really happy to be able to bring this to the community and provide opportunity for different artists around town.
Wonderful. A Number. Give me one more time the times I get to see and how to buy a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. So A Number runs the March 20th through 21st, 26th through 28th. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. and you can buy tickets on the Wealthy Theater site or by going to bit.ly/anumbergr.
It is A Number, and it is at the wonderful Wealthy Street Theater Annex, directed by you, Nicole Noble. All right, continue breaking a leg, and we'll talk with your next production. Thank you.
Thank you.
Head to the Graham this weekend. House of Words, a local interactive open mic series, partners to feature nationally spoken word poet and playwright R.J. Walker, and more. That more is in the studio. Let's do what we call a mic check. Caleb Rainey, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hi, Caleb. Alexa Stark, hello to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you. Derek Welch, would that be you?
That would be me.
All right, save the best for last, right?
Thank you.
Sort
I'll take
of.
It, yeah.
Okay.
Good morning to you, too.
All right, lots to talk about. A Sunday opportunity for us all to gather at the wonderful Graham. Caleb, talk to me a little bit more about you and what's in store.
Yeah, so House of Words is a regular open mic that happens the first three Sundays of every month, but we are now partnering with the Graham, and we are doing a kickoff event in which we are bringing in a touring, nationally renowned poet to come in and perform while we host an open mic in the beautiful rooms of the Art Museum.
Nice. This is Sunday. What's my time?
2 to 4.
And why are you doing this?
We are doing this because we want to continue to facilitate and foster arts in Grand Rapids. And when we got connected with the Grand Rapids Art Museum, it felt like just the perfect collaboration to hold space in a space that is so inspiring.
Tell me a little bit more about you, Alexis.
Yeah, so I am one of the co-hosts of House of Words Open Mic, and I'm really very excited and kind of geeked out to take our open mic experience to one of my favorite places in Grand Rapids and to invite people in to share in the space of amazing artwork and local artists that will be performing alongside R.J. Walker. We'll be having a short open mic period as well as some local featuring artists and then the main event himself, R.J. Walker.
Yes, we'll get to R.J.'s bio. The House of Words, what's the history? How long have you been around?
So the House of Words has been around for almost 2 years now. And then I just joined the team in the last couple of months.
And do you take part in that open mic series?
I do, yes. Yep, I host a few times and then try to get on that list anytime I can.
Yes, we'll dig into that. Derek, talk to me about you.
Yeah. So I am a Grand Rapids born and raised bartender, youth education director, and then a co-host at the House of Words. So I just am trying to immerse myself in as much art as possible. I've really got to watch the way that it builds community. I've gotten to see how it makes stories obtainable and relatable, and builds relationships. And I'm excited to just get the word out, get this art form in more places, and just watch people fall in love with something that's been so significant for me.
How would you describe this art form?
Varied. I would say diverse, powerful, passionate. The point of it, like I teach the students, is to find your voice to say your truth. And sometimes it's dramatic, sometimes it's right straight for the gut. But it is always an honest experience to be in that room together. It's really cool. If you haven't had a chance, you should swing through.
Yes. All right, Caleb. Now I'm going to call you the Negro artist. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. That is your mantra. That's your website, thenegroartist.com. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, so my stage name, what I often go by on the stage, is The Negro Artist, which is based off of Langston Hughes' essay, The Negro Artist in the Racial Mountain. It is a call to the fact that as a black artist, I will always be a black artist, but there's actually beauty in that. And that was kind of advice that Langston Hughes gave in an essay that I now hold. And so I take the space that way.
Yes. Tell me about R.J. Walker.
Yeah, so R.J. Walker is a renowned, known poet. He is also a playwright. He is one of the most phenomenal poets I've seen take on a character, to be able to both be something else. For example, he has written about being a brick in a building, right? But he talks about the importance of being a brick as something that does not only move or stay still, but does move and has power and impact. But he also is a playwright that is often asking you to look at something from a new angle, right? And so he's a poet that's going to capture you in 3 minutes. He's going to give you something that you're going to go, wow.
Tell me more about how Sunday works from 2 to 4.
Yeah, so on Sunday, we will have artists and attendees show up, and those who want to share for the open mic will sign up on that list. It is first come, first serve. We will have those open micers perform. They get about 5 minutes on the mic to share whatever they want to share. So that can be poets, but it can also be comedians and musicians. We've had a bassist that loves to come. We have saxophone players. So any kind of artist can come. They get 5 minutes, and then after that, we will have two of our kind of spotlight poets who is going to be TK and Gleason, who is a co-host of House of Words as well. And then we'll have RJ giving about a 30-minute set of wonderful work.
Alexis, why do you participate in the open mic series? Why does one, well, perhaps come out of a comfort zone and share a poem or a story?
That is a fabulous question, because I feel like I'm coming out of my comfort zone every single time I step up to a mic. And I think it's one thing to write and to put all those words down in a journal, in a personal notebook, in your phone, but then it's a whole nother skill set to step up to a mic and share that with an audience of people you may not know. You may not know how they're going to react. You may not know what the space is going to be like. But like Derek said, you're sharing your truth. You're sharing your story. And I think I get a little more brave every time I do it.
Yeah. You want to add to that, Derek?
I think she said it really well. Yeah, there's a skill that's associated with being able to speak your mind confidently. And it's one that I just see is often undeveloped. and it takes a lot of courage to be able to say something true that you wrote from maybe a private place and say it proudly on a microphone. And that process of like self-development is just really, really, it was very crucial for me and like my well-being. Huge mental health benefits. Yeah.
Still a lot more to do, as
no
they
joke.
Say. House of Words, a local interactive open mic series partnering with the Grand Rapids Art Museum. This special off-site event come this Sunday from 2 to 4, and yes, does feature local but also nationally recognized spoken word poet and playwright R.J. Walker, Caleb, Derek, and Alexis in the house. Caleb, does this perhaps kick off another series?
Yes, and we are so excited. So this is a kickoff event from after this event. at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, House of Words will be hosting a generative workshop at the end of the month every month. And so what that looks like is on the fourth Sunday of every month, we'll be in the art museum. We will attendees will get a chance to walk around the museum, get inspiration. There will be an artist there who's teaching you like what to look for, where to derive that inspiration, and then giving some kind of prompts for you to start creating your own art in that space.
Yes, as we look to close, Alexis, what are your performers getting from this experience when it comes to the House of Words? And I trust it's a safe space?
Yes, you almost took the words out of my mouth. Community is really what we're looking to build, and to have people that are showing up, if not every week, most of the times we meet together, and really cultivating this safe, comfortable, encouraging space for people to come and share new things that they've written, to read old things, and just to feel confident and empowered in what they're stepping up to the mic to do.
Nice. Derek, what do you close us with?
Oh, goodness. If you haven't had a chance to sit in a room full of people that are telling honest, dramatic, and funny stories about their life and the way that they see things, if you haven't given yourself that opportunity, I would say you should take that chance. And if you're feeling a little risky after that, I would dare you to share something on the mic yourself.
That's a dare, isn't it?
A little bit.
There we are.
I'm a Gemini.
Yes. Caleb, give us details for Sunday and how we get involved.
Yes. So if you want to come to the event, you can get tickets. They are $10. You can get them on the Grand Rapids Art Museum website. Or you can just show up and we take people at the door. But we are just really excited for people to come.
Details one more time, Sunday?
Yep, Sunday, March 22nd from 2 to 4.
At the beautiful Graham House of Words in the House. Take care to you all. Thank you, Derek Welch, Alexis Stark, and Caleb Rainey.
Thank you.
She's a winner, businesswoman, entrepreneur, author, Cynthia Kay, out with her latest, Should You Stay or Should You Go? Navigating the Emotional Crossroads of Business Ownership. But Cynthia, you're probably still on a high from your big success, which I understand is a Best Book Awards finalist, and the good work, of course, that you've done with your company. Now you're certainly gracing the stage and throughout the nation, probably throughout the world, and I call you a friend. Good morning. I'm glad you're here, Cynthia.
Well, and I appreciate it. You know what? That is the best label, friend.
Well, I saved the best for last.
Yes.
I've said that twice.
Well, thank you.
This hour. Yes. Well, Cynthia, that's true. I mean, our paths have crossed, you know, with my almost being here, you know, those 25 years early in, and watched, you know, looked at you as, wow, look what you do. And now look at what you do. How many books under your?
Four.
Four. Yeah.
And working on two more.
Okay. All right. Well, not sure where to start, with the exception of you also were a popular, I don't say were, but you did the business thing for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. 39 years owned a small business and actually exited, if you want to call it exiting, sold off the media production part of it, but am still, in fact, I just got off a plane from Dallas yesterday, so I'm still traveling around the country doing a lot of communications work, media training, working with businesses, and honestly just loving writing about some things that I'm not so sure a lot of people are aware of. But the most recent book is really kind of a chronicle of my journey, but it applies to a lot of people. And even if you're not a business owner, it applies to you, because I don't know if people are aware of this, but between now and 2035, there will be a massive ownership change. A transfer of ownership from small business owners who are exiting businesses. They call it the silver tsunami. And it's going to impact not just the people who are exiting, but in an amazingly positive way, young people who want to own businesses. There's an opportunity now for them to become business owners.
And it's not just family businesses.
No,
yep.
Absolutely not.
And you say that because there's an aging boom at this point.
Absolutely.
And, yep.
And what I think happens, and part of the reason I wrote this book, Should You Stay or Should You Go, is that there comes a point, I think, in everyone's career, whether you're a business owner or not, where you have to look at the signs. And I don't know how many people you know. It's obvious that you love your job, but there's a lot of people who really should think about exiting, should go somewhere else. And so I talk about there's options. You know, there's signs you should stay, there's signs you should go, and then there's options when you figure it out.
Yes. Well, let's play with these seven signs that indicate you should be thinking about and developing a plan to, and you put go in capitalizations. What are a couple signs?
Well, I think they vary from people to people, but let me talk about one that I think impacts everyone. Technology is not your friend. If you have gotten to the point where really technology is overwhelming to you and you don't want to learn new things and you don't want to experiment with technology, that's a sign to me that perhaps you are not going to remain relevant. So that's a big sign. One of the other ones that I think is really important is that you've lost passion for what you're doing. And that applies to everyone. You know, if you aren't passionate about what you do, oh gosh, it's miserable getting up and going to work every day, right?
Yes, or that Sunday night dread or that Sunday,
absolutely.
Yes,
we've heard of that. There's a couple of them. The one that I think a lot of people don't think about is, I call it your thick skin is getting thinner. Which means things that never bothered you start to really bother you about the workplace, whether it's that you are annoyed with customers or coworkers, or you're annoyed with the job. I think all of that, those are just some of the signs you should think about looking at a new path.
But you also give seven signs that you should stay.
I know. Well, and, you know, that's why it's a balancing act. So, for example, I mean, one of the big ones that I talk about right now is you need the money. And you know, a lot of people have, for one reason or another, taken a hit, and they're not yet set, and or perhaps they're caring for aging parents. They have children who are going to school that they're still helping. So if you need the money, you have to stay. But the other is, you know, if your entrepreneurial spirit is strong. I mean, I jokingly say I don't think I will ever retire because I love what I do. So why would I quit working?
But you've twisted that working into probably
absolutely.
Walking into the office of your leadership opportunity to jumping on a plane.
Mm-hmm. And going out and speaking to new groups and doing new things. The thing that I think is most important, and you're really good at this because I hear you tell stories, is that this is not just my story. In addition to these seven signs you should stay and seven signs you should go, I've interviewed people from all over the country about their choices. I'll give you one example that people might know. Big B Coffee is the owner of Big B Coffee, one of the founders, and his reasons for continuing to do what he does and how he's taken that passion and has now built a nonprofit, but is still working. And, you know, and other business owners, one gentleman who is, you'll love it, in his 80s, has written a best-selling book called Change Friendly Leadership, Dr. Roger Dean Duncan, you know, oh yes, has a PhD. And cool thing about him is in his 80s, he started a podcast on leadership. Still working.
Well, and it's a good reason to, you know, keep your fitness up, keep your wellness up so that we can keep doing things in our 80s. Cynthia Kay with us. Should you stay or should you go? Navigating the emotional crossroads of business ownership, which obviously talks about all places where we are. So part three talks about taking the next step, Cynthia.
Yeah. I think the biggest mistake that people make is that they know it is time to move on, but they haven't planned for their next adventure. And here's what happens. There's actually a thing called leisure sickness. It's where people exit and become ill because they don't have any purpose. They have nothing to do. Now, that next step can be spending more time with family. It can be traveling. It can be doing a side hustle. It can be volunteering. But I've seen business owners who leave their business and literally become depressed because they haven't planned. You know, we all need purpose. And without purpose, gosh, what would life be?
Yes, Work out for 3 hours and then you're right. Stare at the wall and say, what am I going to do next?
Sit on the couch and go, now what have I done?
Yeah. How do we develop that then when timing is critical?
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, being aware of the fact that you may need to move on. I mean, I will tell you, I started writing books and speaking easily 5 to 10 years ago. But it's never too late to start building a plan of what you are going to do next. And I think talking with friends, there are folks who can help you navigate that. I'll give you one example. The Edward Lowe Foundation down in Cassopolis, Michigan, has what's called a legacy program that helps people work on and develop their next legacy. What do they want to do? There are others, but there certainly are many resources out there to help people figure out what that next step is.
Cynthia, give me another story, if you would, a tale of another adventure. You mentioned, of course, Bob Fish. Tell me another.
Well, okay, so someone that is just a very dear friend of mine from the Detroit area, Linda Schlesinger Wagner, who in her 60s started a business called Skinny Teas. You can find her on Good Morning America and QVC and in a number of retail outlets. And Linda has developed a line of apparel for women. And imagine starting a business in your 60s. She's now in her 70s. I won't say how old she is.
It's okay.
But this is an amazing person who not only sells apparel, but contributes to her community, helps raise up other women entrepreneurs, helps women from other countries come to the U.S. and shadow her so they can learn about business, volunteers for nonprofits. I mean, this is just a person who's got so much energy. To me, she's an inspiration.
Don't you have energy and aren't you inspirational? I'll just stop you there. Go ahead.
Well, that's very kind of you. I appreciate it. But, you know, I think those are all really important people who have done really amazing things. I'll tell you, Captain Barbara Stankowski, retired naval officer who left the Navy and started her own business. And now has sold that business and is helping other women veterans leave the military service and start their next step or their next career. I mean, these are all examples of people. And like I say, the options are keep working, remain relevant, be excited, or go reinvent yourself, do something completely different, or retire gracefully.
Yes. Yes, I like, though, that you use the word adventure. What's your next adventure? And I like also that you saved, I'll say it for the third time, the best for last, CK and Company, Cynthia K. You share your own story.
I do. Yes, I share my own story.
The conclusion, retire gracefully, remain relevant, reinvent yourself. It can happen.
Absolutely. There are so many inspirational people. And, you know, this is a time when we need people who are thoughtful and who can mentor and who have common sense and can just make the world a better place.
Wonderful. All right. How do I get Should You Stay or Should You Go?
On Cynthia? Amazon.
It is kind of where we
it
are now.
It is the place where we go.
And wonderful, of course, testimonies. And I look forward to this read, as they say. Where do you get to go next?
Where am I going next? Well, actually, I'm going to take a trip to Spain and Portugal. I'm going to take a little break.
As you should.
As I should. But then I come right back in and I'm in Minneapolis and Nashville and Fort Lauderdale. I'll be traveling a lot.
Well, again, somewhat preaching what you're living. You're doing something now for Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I trust. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Website?
CynthiaKBiz.com.
As you should. All right, Cynthia, see you in the circles and congratulations on yet another successful book. And yes, you're still riding the high of small business, big success.
Absolutely.
Go get them. Thanks.